This message is brought to you by the friends and partners of Kakrabaden. Welcome to Air Power with Kakrabaden, teaching the nations with signs and wonders. Why live in darkness when the light of God's word has solutions? Kakra is a teacher of the word who also ministers with miracles and the prophetic anointing. He's the senior pastor of the Catch the Anointing Center, Accra, Ghana. Now, today's message. Welcome. Kakra began a profound message titled The Birth of Christ, sharing principles on how God begins a new thing as gleaned from the story of the birth of Christ. Yesterday, he shared that when God wants to start something new, it always begins with a word. Today, he shares biblical examples of this and then shows us how to receive a word from God. Let's join in.
So the birth of Christ and the birth of anything that God is doing, it starts with a word. Look at creation. How did God start creation? It started with a word. Genesis 1:1, it says, in the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. Verse 2 says, and the earth was without form and void. Void means empty. Darkness was upon the face of the deep, and the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters. The Holy Ghost was even present, but God hadn't started anything. Why? Because there was no word. Then verse 3, and God said, he gave a word, let there be light. And then, bam, there was light. So, it starts with the word. Look at the new creation, how we become born again. How does God start our Christian life? He starts with the word of God. In Romans chapter 10, verse 8, the Bible says, the word is near you, even in your mouth and in your heart, which is the word of faith which we speak. If thou shalt confess with your mouth, verse 9 says, the Lord Jesus, and believe in your heart that God has raised him from the dead, you shall be saved. For with the heart, man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth, confession is made unto salvation. So here the Bible talks about how you become born again. Then it said, even for the new birth, to be a new creature, it says it starts with a word. So that principle repeats itself everywhere in the scriptures. If God wants to work a miracle starts with a word. Any miracle, any healing, it starts with God's word. God will speak to you. A word is like a check. God has written a check. It means you can cash it. That's why the centurion said to Jesus, don't give me a car. Don't give me a house. Luke 7, he says, say in a word, and my servant shall be healed. Because he knew that anything that God starts, it always starts with a word from God. Very important. Instead of fighting for an increase in pay, fight that God will say a word to you. Because one word, your whole destiny will change. Jesus spoke only one word to Simon Peter when his business was failing. That one word changed everything. Luke 5:5, Peter said, Master, we have toiled all night and have taken nothing. Nevertheless, at thy word. He said, I'm an experienced fisherman. I have a boat. I have a net. I have business partners. I am hardworking. I've been in business for some time. But what is missing now is a word. It says, just give me one word. When they had this done, verse 6 says, they enclosed a great multitude of fishes and their net broke. Instead of praying for a visa, pray for a word. Instead of going for all night to kill your enemies in prayer, pray for a word. Very important. Because God starts everything with a word. You want to get married? Oh, pray for a word. That's how Mary got married. Because her beloved, who is her boyfriend, didn't want to get married to her anymore. But in Matthew 1:20, the Bible says, the angel of the Lord appeared unto him in a dream, saying, Joseph, thou son of David, fear not to take unto thee Mary, thy wife. It was that word that made Joseph marry. So here you are, instead of asking for a word, you are pumping and lifting weights and your chest is getting bigger to impress somebody. Listen, body size profited little. You can go for that one. But pray for the word. That's how God starts things. Saying a word, and my servant shall be healed. Number two, God can give a word to us in diverse ways or in various ways. When I look at the story of the birth of Christ, I realize that God gave a word or words when he was starting this whole thing. But he gave the word in diverse ways. So I've asked you that, I've thought that God should speak to you. But how is he going to speak? How? Let's examine the scripture. I'll give you five examples. Example one, he can speak to an angel. It says in Luke 1:30, and the angel of the Lord appeared unto him and said, fear not, Mary, that has found favor with God. I pray that God will send an angel to talk to you. Who would like to see an angel? I pray you see one in your dreams. And I pray that you see one physically. Father, in Jesus' name, I pray, open the eyes of your people. Let them see angels. And may the angels bring messages in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. God gives messages via angels. I remember once it was raining heavily. There's a stream sometimes that overflows its banks and kills people. And I remember that day, I was driving home with my wife. It was around maybe 12 midnight or 1 a.m., between 12 and 1 a.m. Every place had flooded. And I was driving across to go across that bridge. Before I could get on the bridge, there was a man standing in the middle of the road. Then I said, what man is this that can be in this rain and the rain is falling on this man and it's cold and it's dark and he's standing in the middle of the road. So the man stopped me and he said, don't use this bridge. He said, this bridge is going to kill people. Then he told me, turn around, go back, turn left, use the longer route. He said, if you use the bridge, you may not survive. So I turned around. And I just went and I just went back. The following morning, I heard that three cars had been swept away at that bridge and the people inside had died. Then I remembered the man. When I see an angel, remember also that God can even send angels in human form. In Hebrews chapter 13, Paul said, don't forget to entertain strangers, for thereby some have entertained angels unawares. That man, I think he was an angel. He was a stranger. I didn't know him from anywhere. But he prevented me from driving across the bridge. So when I see an angel, even an angel can come like a human being and give you advice. And I like that one. It says a stranger, which means that most of the time they will appear as strangers. People you don't know from anywhere. They look human, but they are angels. And you can also see a real angel, which is an angel in his heavenly form or whatever it is. So it can come to an angel. In Hebrews 1:14, the Bible says, are they not ministering spirits sent forth to minister to them who shall be heirs of salvation? In other words, anyone who has inherited salvation and is born again qualifies for the ministry of angels. And one of the things in the ministry means serving. They will serve you. And one of the things that they serve is they send they are God's messengers. They send messages from God to us. Angels. So God can speak to you through angels. So in this story, he spoke through an angel. Example number two, he can speak through a sign. A sign is something that means something or represents something. So for example, if I am driving and I see maybe 50, just 50 on a board. They are telling me that I shouldn't drive about 50 kilometers per hour. That sign, it means something. That I shouldn't drive beyond a certain whatever. So a sign conveys a message. One way that God can speak to you is that he gives you a sign. So she told Mary that, listen, I'm going to show you a sign that you will give birth although you don't have a husband and you are a virgin. In verse 36, he said, behold thy cousin Elizabeth. She has also conceived a child in her old age. This is the sixth month with her who was called barren. Then verse 37, he said, for with God nothing shall be impossible. They give the meaning of the sign. So in the word behold, it means to see something unusual. So the angel said, I don't want to give you a lecture about the power of God, but I'm going to show you a sign. He said, the sign is your own cousin. He said, watch her. And he said, this old lady with his husband, Zechariah, who have not had a child before, you will see that the old lady will have a child and give birth. And he said, it's a sign to you. And he said, it means that with God, nothing shall be impossible. That's the meaning of the sign. You know, we all communicate through signs. I can see you and I can wink. It means something. I can say, I can just do this. Maybe it means get me something. So the person who knows me, when I do this, the person will understand the sign, exactly what I'm saying. God speaks through signs. So in this story of the Christmas story, when God was beginning something, one of the things that is that he spoke through signs. That is why if you are a spiritual person, there are some things you see, you shouldn't take them for granted. It's a message. It's a sign. God is talking to you. And Solomon was like that. God spoke to Solomon through signs. This coming year, God will talk to you in signs. Put your hands together for Jesus. He will speak to you with signs. But you must be very spiritually sensitive. Luke 12:56, Jesus said, you hypocrites, you can discern. Discern means to go below the surface, which means that it's more than meets the eye. The face of the sky and of the earth. We're talking about signs. How is it that you do not discern these times? So he said that, Jesus said, when you look at signs, it's a message sometimes that God is talking to you.
Thanks for joining us. Today we learned that God's word comes through angels and signs. Tune in tomorrow for continuation of this message.
If you are here today, you don't know Jesus as your personal Lord and Savior, and you want to give your life to Jesus, pray this prayer after me. Say, Lord Jesus, today I repent of my sins. Please forgive me. Come and live in my heart. I believe that you died for me. Be the Lord and Master of my life. Thank you, Jesus, for coming into my life. Amen.
Before we leave, here is a praise report to boost your faith in the Lord.
This one says that, dear pastor, I had not heard from my uncle for 8 years. Nobody knew where he was. And I asked you to pray that my uncle will be located. After your prayer, within a few weeks, my uncle contacted the family. Now we are reconnected. I give God the glory. Put your hands together for Jesus.
It's Christmas again, and we've got the perfect gift for your friends, family, or that work colleague. This Christmas season, give your loved ones something valuable that will last a lifetime, uplift them, and get them ready to face the coming year with faith, hope, and joy. Grab this once-in-a-lifetime offer of any 3 books by Kakrabaden for a bundle deal of 150 CDs with free delivery anywhere within Ghana. International, get any 3 books for $30 with free delivery. Order now and have your gift delivered just in time for Christmas. Order via WhatsApp on +233 55 790 10. That's +233 55 790 10. Or place a regular call to +233 207 575 2155. Or send us an email on info@kakrabaden.org. Terms and conditions apply. It's still the most exciting time of the year. Don't slack. Put a smile on someone's face and be a blessing. Have a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. Thanks for your time. You can contact us, seek counseling, ask for prayer, order today's full-length message, or order books through the following means. Call us or message us on WhatsApp to +233 55 790 10. Send an email to info@kakrabaden.org. You can also make a regular call or send a text to +233 207 575 215. Our office hours are 10 a.m. to 1600 hours GMT. Finally, write to us, share your testimony and how this broadcast has been a blessing to you, even if it is a brief note.